Hello, I'm going to be your host for Science Today, a GED series for public television. Our first program is on the solar system. Let's begin. Chubb is proud to provide major funding for Antiques Roadshow, its coverage beyond your expectations. Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's or stroke-related dementia is a true labor of love. Now, doctors in your area are testing investigational drugs to see if they can help control Alzheimer's or stroke-related behavioral symptoms, such as seeing or talking to imaginary figures, maintaining false beliefs, or becoming paranoid or agitated. Symptoms that are devastating for the patient and the caregiver.
Any other doc, I'd touch on serum creatinine levels and mention impaired hepatic function and excessive alcohol intake. But I knew where this guy was going, and I was already two steps ahead of him. Before he knew it, I had my Bailey Turner stuck in his face, making sure he knew just what the patient exclusion criteria were. So you see, doctor, if you follow the prescribing guidelines closely, you can be comfortable writing glucophage as first-line therapy, or in combination with the sulfonylurea when monotherapy is inadequate. Most customers, that would have been enough to close the call and lock it up tight. The children were laughing with smiles on their faces, feeling the magic of this happiest of places. Remember your day at the best of all stores, your special adventure at FAO Spores.